This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
103.7 KISS FM. Okay, all right. You know what? You see the time. You see what it is. And I already told you what's going down. We got Avril Lavigne tickets coming to Milwaukee. Going to be at the Amphitheater. We got you September 9th, and you're going. Not the only one coming, though. We got some special guests, but Avril's the focus. Let's just say that. So why don't we just jump into it? I'm looking for caller 25. You're going to be going to see Avril Lavigne September 9th, AmFam Amphitheater. Good luck. 414-533-1037. Caller 25 right now. Yes, right now. Early morning, early bird gets the worm. You're going to see Avril Lavigne. Good luck. Here she go with Skater Boy. So bop. Can somebody say nostalgia? Yeah, man. Avril Lavigne right there. Skater Boy, one of her greatest hits. I mean, Girlfriend, Plenty Bops. She's actually a solid artist. Y'all know what it is. And she's bringing her greatest hits tour with special guest September 9th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. That's the Summerfest grounds if you don't know. But Simple Plan, Girlfriend's coming with her. Avril Lavigne gonna shut it down like we know she can. We got somebody on the line that said they want to win some tickets. I don't know if they're gonna, but we'll see. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you said you're calling from Lake Geneva. What's going on in Lake Geneva this morning?
I parked to go into work, and I heard you say it, and I just figured I'd give a call to see if I could win.
Oh, so you just figured, well, I guess I'll try. Have you seen Avril Lavigne? Are you a big Avril fan?
I'm a big fan, but I've never seen her, no.
Oh, well, I mean, say less. You know what? Then we sending you to go see her.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's amazing. You're going. You got tickets. Give me a second. We're going to get a little information from you to make sure we get you those tickets. Okay, Valerie?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You could win, too. Same time, same place. You already know, 103.7 KISS FM, Avril Lavigne tickets all week. 103.7 KISS FM, good morning, buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Now, as you hear, I'm not Ali. I'm DZ. Ali's a little under the weather. She'll be back mañana. Don't worry about it. She's all good. We're going to take care of business on our behalf. You know what I'm saying? You can't see me, but I'm buttoning my buttons to let you know we're going to get into it. We're going to have a great day. If you missed it this morning, I'm sorry. We gave Avril Lavigne tickets away. We're doing it all week long, same time. So you got to be prepared. This is for the early birds getting the worm, if you know what I'm saying. Catch my drift, all right? But now, I gotta retouch. We got to recap. I mean, big things, big games. A lot went down this weekend. It wasn't just football. It was a lot. And maybe you have a lot that happened. And I want to know. Honestly, let's talk weekends right here, right now. 414-533-1037. I want to know how your weekend went. I want to know what you did. I want to know what you ate. I want to know it all. And now's the time to call. 414-533-1037. Let's discuss weekends next. I mean, I got to be honest. Aside from the game, our plans changed. We didn't get to do something. Supposed to go to a baby shower and didn't get to do that, but let's talk next. What'd you do with your weekend? 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ talking weekends. Ali's still feeling a little bit of her weekend, honestly. She's not here today. We holding it down. And man, I think a lot of people might be feeling some of the weekend. We, my family and I, we were supposed to go to a baby shower for one of my dear friends from high school back in the day. We just didn't get the chance to do that, man. Our little man, our newborn, Danny, wasn't necessarily feeling great. Our two-year-old was doing his own thing, and it just didn't make sense for us to go out there and risk getting Mama Bear sick. So unfortunately, we didn't get to do that, but it's okay. We were busy enough during the weekend either way. Obviously, the game went down, and you had to have watched that, whether it was the game, the performance, or the Taylor Swift show, whatever it was you were doing. So let's chop it up weekends. We got a couple people on the line, and you know who they are. These are regulars. They called 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. Let's kick it off with one of the OGs, Ryan, Calabama. Big dog. Good morning. Yeah, you can
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday, everyone.
That's right, happy Monday indeed. We here, we back to get to it. And I know you were celebrating birthdays over the weekend. You, wifey, had a birthday and you guys were doing something. What'd y'all do?
We went up to Pato and played bingo. Shout out to Keisha and Chris, my next door neighbors that I annoyed the whole entire game of bingo because I'm not one that can be quiet during that session.
So shout out to Tisha and Chris for sure, man. sounds like you had a good time, man. What else? Did you guys win big?
No, I you know how they always tell you got to go in and spend a bunch of money? I don't know. I'm frugal with my money. I have more fun in arcades than I do up at the casino.
Hey, I feel that.
I spent $50, and by the time it was gone, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the bar and sit at the bar. You guys find me, and I'll just drink.
Y'all find me when y'all are ready. I'll be over here.
Yeah, because I don't get those slot machines. I'm more of a table player, and they didn't have my table open, so I was whatever.
And you enjoy the time, and listen, it was your wife's day anyway, and that's what they wanted to do.
Exactly. She got to do what she wanted to do. She wanted to go to Pato and hang out up there. She had a blast.
That's all that mattered, man. And lovely to hear. I'm glad you guys had a great time. Happy birthday to wifey again.
All right, man. Take it easy. You guys have a great Monday.
You too, brother. We'll talk to you later. Peace. All right, let's keep it rolling. Next one up, another one. 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. You know them well. It's Tony Racine, Mascot Man. Tony.
Yo.
What up, man?
What's good?
What up? So you were actually telling me a little bit off air. You said you weren't feeling great. You didn't think you did anything, but you actually did end up doing something. What was it?
Yeah, I was so sick, kind of. I forgot I did something. But
I was so sick.
I actually felt pretty good on Saturday. So Saturday, I went and checked out Comic-Con with my father-in-law. So we did Comic-Con all day, and that was a really fun time.
Wait,
so.
Where was Comic-Con at?
At the State Fair.
Nice. Over at the Expo Center over there.
Yep.
Oh, so
it was,
man.
It was fun, man. It was, man, tons of classic toys. I love toys.
Did you dress up? You're the mascot, man. Did you dress up or did you go incognito?
So I went incognito because it was my first show actually ever. So
what?
I wanted to check it out and see what it was about first before I did anything.
Okay. Got it. No, I feel you on that. Well, at least you did something, and I'm happy to hear you're feeling a little bit better. Hopefully that brought your spirits up, brother.
Oh yeah, me too, man. We ended up having a pickleball tournament later Saturday too. So
so you just rolling stuff off. Man, you weren't sick. You were just playing hooky.
I didn't want to cook.
Get out of here, man. We'll talk to you later, Tony.
All right, man. Bye.
Love, man. Peace. The texts are rolling in. We see him. Jen and Zion said they got a puppy over the weekend. Oh, look at you. Oh, Stephanie. Oh, Stephanie said on Friday we went to an impromptu Bucks game and ran into DZ. Hey, that's me. I was there. Nah, obviously. I actually remember meeting y'all, talking to y'all. What's going on? I think we took a picture. I haven't seen you post it, but when you do, don't forget to tag me. Hey, I hope everybody's weekend was great. Let's keep the day going. Let's keep the day rocking. We'll be back in a second. You know what it is. Kiss FM.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today, I might make it worse, but you know what? You never actually know, because my advice, even wishy-washy, can be pretty solid. And yeah, I said what I said. I know my advice isn't always great. But Anonymous hit us up. Anonymous wants to remain anonymous, and rightfully so, because they might be being a little bit bunkus, but listen up. They want to know what they should do about going on a solo vacation last minute. They said, friends and I have been planning a little bit of a boys' trip over the last year. As it's gotten closer, no one's ready to go. So I really want to lateral and just go alone. We started planning last year. We made up our minds about places, dates, where we're staying, everything down to the details. We were ready. And now that the trip's coming in the next months, my friends are still lacking on getting their flights and sending. That's tough. And sending money. Okay, so things are already paid for, obviously. Anonymous said, I honestly don't care to go with them anymore and am ready to cancel the trip and just go alone. But is that what I should do? Ooh, my guy. Anonymous. I don't know. I mean, you should have said it with your chest, man. You know these dudes ain't paying attention to nothing going on like that. But at the same time, you guys have already been planning this trip. There's money invested. If you guys say, I don't know if it's an Airbnb, I don't know if it's a resort, hotel, whatever it is, right? But things are already paid for. If it's your boys' trip, and I mean, y'all's boys' trip, I should say, it's no longer a boys' trip. Now you're just taking a solo vacation. And if you don't mind taking a solo vacation, I think it could work out for you, but I don't know if you should do that. Yeah, and I got a specific reason why. I hate to say it, but not everybody is financially stable, right? Not to say that we're all broke, but I'm broke, baby. But buying a flight isn't cheap. Affording a hotel isn't cheap. Whatever the situation might be, it could be that they're planning, they're budgeting, they're waiting to have all of the money put together because they don't necessarily have all the money put together. I don't think you should cancel the trip. Ooh, what I think you should do though, Anonymous, I almost called you by your name. Oops, sorry. Anonymous, what I think you should do though is leave the trip as is. You clearly got your flight booked. Whatever the hotel is already paid for, right? Or whatever the stay situation is already paid for, I'd assume somebody footed that. Whoever doesn't show up still has to pay. Whoever doesn't get their tickets, sure, you're not going, but you can't cancel the trip. Y'all been planning this. And if nobody's ready to go, then nobody's ready to go. Don't make it a solo trip and cancel. Let them turn it into a solo trip and cancel. Do you feel me? You feel me, Anonymous? I hope you feel me. And if not, hopefully somebody else can help you out. 414-533-1037. Let's help Anonymous out. He's trying to go on a solo vacation. His boy's trip is falling through as it's getting closer. Nobody is ready to go. Nobody's got flights. Nobody sent money. Nobody's paid for nothing except for him. And he's going, listen, at this point, I don't want to go with them anymore. I'm ready to go on a solo vacation. I could cancel and go bye by myself. 414-533-1037 is the number. We'll take your calls and your texts next. Help Anonymous out.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We do got a problem, and I don't know if I am making it worse. I'm the only one here. Allie's out today, so I just kind of talk out loud and hope that I make sense sometimes. And what I said, I feel like made a little bit of sense. You know, I said Anonymous wants to cancel the trip last minute because his boy's trip is falling through. And I said, man, don't cancel the trip. Let them cancel themselves out. His problem is that they haven't paid anything. He's the only one basically booked flight and things in place. And they know where they're going. Everything's set besides just buying your stuff. And he's going, man, I'm going to just cancel the trip and go alone. I don't care. I don't even care. Well, you should care. All right? You should care because those are your people. And you got to let them, give them that grace. They might not have the money ready yet. That's kind of where I was leaning at. And then if they do have the money and are just slacking, let them cancel themselves out. But I'm not the only person. We got a few people on the line. Let's get to them. First up, somebody called 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. And you know them well. It's Lori and Cedarburg.
I could have my Gucci on.
Morning, Lori.
Morning.
All right, so you were saying you don't hate my advice today?
No, so keep the trip. I'd say send out a group message, be like, hey, trip's coming up. I need answers and set a deadline of, okay, if you don't respond or don't say you're in and start showing commitment by this time, then you're out.
Okay, so you're saying give them a little grace, but also say the time is running out, y'all. We can't wait till last minute.
Yeah, and then maybe talk to a few of them that you might know might be struggling or whatever. Like, hey, do you need just some? And some people might, like, before a couple of years ago, I didn't know anything about booking flights and stuff. So
true.
Maybe some of them need some help.
True. Some people might need a little bit of a hand or a handout. No, okay, not like that. Not like a handout. But, you know, you got to help your people when they need the help. And if you're able to do so, it's amazing, right?
Yeah, and sometimes people might need a little nudge. They're like, oh, shoot, it's coming up. We need
a reminder,
that.
Yeah.
We're moving on it.
It's like, oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. And if people are like me, they really might be last minute because they're not thinking about it until last minute. Ooh, Lori, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, I have a trip planned for end of June, beginning of July. I don't have anything planned for it yet.
See, and that's coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, we're going on this trip and what are we doing? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hear it. I like that though. Give them a little grace period, but also send something out. I love it. Appreciate the advice, Lori.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye. I like what she said. Listen, and my thought was that he was already communicating. He had already hit people up and been talking, right? You don't, you got boys chats, you got the group chat with the fellas. My guess was y'all were going, all right, we're good, everybody, oh, I'll do it soon, oh, I'll do it soon. And then eventually men just stop talking because we know what's going on. We got to give you that time. And if it goes radio silent, it's because we're assuming everybody's working on their own thing and we don't want to keep bugging nobody. But all right, let's keep it rolling. We got somebody else on the line. Good morning, Crystal. How you doing today?
Good.
Calling from Elkhorn this morning. Well, what advice you got for Anonymous today?
I would have him try to like ease into the conversation about the trip and then say it's going on this day. Does anybody else have any amount of money to put towards it or whatever?
So check back in and re-ask, because clearly it's not happening right now the way he thought it was going to be happening.
Yeah, and then if nobody has their money, then have them kind of follow your idea and just let them cancel themselves out.
I like that. Don't just cancel the trip, let them cancel themselves, but don't do it without saying nothing to nobody is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like that, because you could ruin friendships if not. Okay, Crystal, we appreciate it. Great advice.
Yeah. All right.
Have a great day, Crystal. Thank you. A woman of few words, but it's because she knew exactly what she needed to say and said, yeah, that's the most logical thing. Duh. Somebody that's not a few words, call 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. You know them well, the firecracker of all firecrackers, one of the OGs, Destiny.
Hey, throw your hands in the air, because you're the true player.
Wepa, good morning, Destiny.
What's going on? Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, buenos dias. So, all right, you've been hearing what's going on. Anonymous, he's wanting to go on this solo trip because the boy's done basically falling out or not. Falling in line is what I should say, not falling out.
Right, but yet. I don't understand, like, what do they all have to pay for together? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ain't got your ticket, okay, then that's on you, then you ain't going. But if they have to, like, if they've rented an Airbnb or the hotel and everybody's supposed to be putting money in, and now I can see where he's getting upset because now he's like, well, I already put my money in, and if they don't go, well, then he has to pay the rest of it. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
But I'm not going to, I mean, I'm still going to go on the trip, though.
Oh, I'm definitely still going on the trip, but it's like he wants to outright just cancel and go, you know what? If you don't got your ticket, don't even worry about it. I'm sending bread back. Like, my guess is they do have a B&B, and he didn't specify that. I wish he would have, because that would have given us
a
clearer picture.
Because it makes it different for him. Like, what do you mean cancel? How do you cancel the trip that everybody's solo dolo on their own anyway?
Right, buying their own tickets and sending their own piece for.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of maybe one of them went, all right, well, I could lock down the reservation for the spot that we're staying at, just so we don't lose it, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is when you got a couple people coordinating
together.
Right,
if it's on my credit card, well, then we got, you know, there's consequences and repercussions if you ain't paid yet, G.
I'm thinking that's the problem. Anonymous got stuff on his card that he's going, yo, listen, this came out of my ticket, and had it only been me, it would have been way cheaper, so I'm going to need y'all to break bread or break off.
Yeah, and that's what you got to tell them. They're supposed to be your boys. See, that's the problem nowadays. Everybody want to hold their tongue, feel like we need to talk cute with each other.
Mm.
It ain't rainbows and unicorns. Man, come on, man. Just tell him, hey, bro, look, hey, the trip's coming up. You're going to have your money. If not, let me know now so that way I can cancel and do other things with it.
That's right.
They gonna might get mad. Like, man, why you got to say it like that? I need to know. This ain't, you know.
Maybe.
Come on now, we not in a relationship like that.
We're boys. Right, we're boys. Hey, honestly, Destiny, I think that might be solid. Everybody's been kind of speaking on it, and I got to say, I agree with y'all today. Maybe it's just the matter of not being nice. We need to stop being Midwest nice on this one.
Yeah. Ain't no mid-nothing. Hey, bro, you going yes or no, bro? Yes or
right.
No? Is it hot or cold? It's lukewarm. No. Is it hot or cold, the water, bro?
Yeah.
You know?
It's time for people to just say, hey, listen, the trip's coming up. Are you in or are you out? The time is over. We ain't got time to decide no more. The time is over. Destiny, say less.
Man.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning, buenos dias. We done made it to another week. Happy to have you here. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Man, big things happened over the weekend. Obviously, y'all know. I'm a little bummed that Allie isn't here today, though. She's not feeling well. We're holding it down, obviously. But now we can't recap how we felt about the halftime performance together. Because I just know she had thoughts. I know she had her own perception. And I wanted to discuss. But we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to retouch because I got my ideas. I'll tell y'all right now, though, we gave it a 7 out of 10. Straight up, 7 out of 10. I mean, somebody in the room, other people gave it 10 out of 10. This is obviously the greatest performance they said they've ever seen. But personally, I'll tell you right, I saw miscues. There were some notes that didn't get hit the right way. All of the layers could have been layered differently, and I thought the performance could have been better. Am I a judgmental person? Maybe, just maybe. I apologize. That's a little bit of who I am and how I am. But I'll tell you what, though, the food was good, and the entertainment was good. The company was good. We had a good time. But the performance, Usher, baby, man, I feel like he didn't miss the mark. He also didn't hit the bullseye, if that makes any sense. And rarely do we ever, as professionals, as entertainers, as whatever you want to call it, right? Especially when you work in a field like entertainment. Y'all hear me talk a lot of nonsense all the time. Rarely can I keep my words together. But when I do, it sounds nice. When I do, nobody notices. But when I mess up, y'all notice. Everybody does. It's kind of like primordial, if you will. So personal opinion, 7 out of 10. Usher is still Usher, one of the greatest to do it all time. So Usher Terry Raymond IV is a G no matter what. But that 7 out of 10 is going to stand for me. That's just personal opinion. I don't want to offend nobody. That's just what I thought. Okay, that's all. But the food, though. No, the food was good. Listen, we made this little cheese dip. I was talking about it yesterday. Y'all know, man. The cheese dip that we made was absolutely phenomenal. Big ups to my wife. She took the recipe in my head and just crafted it and made it scrumptious. When I say I'm looking forward to eating some of that cheese dip later, it's got bacon, it's got beef, it's got like 50 different kinds of cheeses, nice and just know. I gave that a 10 out of 10. Usher, 7 out of 10. But the cheese dip, matter of fact, 11 out of 10. That cheese dip was good. I might have to share the recipe. That's just me. I don't know. It was good. I want y'all to try it too for yourselves. But speaking of trying, we're gonna try to work something out coming up next for Am I the Jerk? Because boy, oh boy. Whoo, y'all know what season it is. It's cookie season. Now, somebody is not looking to support their local troop, but there's layers. They're not just not looking to support, it is layered up. Boy, layered up like a cake. Coming up next, the Am I the Jerk that might just send some people over the edge, trigger them, or they'll understand exactly where they're coming from. It involves the Scouts. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM for Am I the Jerk coming up next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, we're going to find out today for sure. Because Juliet wrote in with a problem, said, "Hi guys, please keep me anonymous." So we're gonna call you Juliet. So Juliet says, "I'm a small business owner in the area, and frequently the Scouts have their time, and the Girl Scouts in particular, time is fierce." She says she has a retail store where usually the girls every year flock and begin selling cookies in cute little booths. Now, she's shouting them out like, "Ain't no shade here." Said for years, they've put a great amount of creativity into their cookie booths. They even sing, dance. When it's nice outside, they'll parade around holding signs in front of the business, showing off to the cars, getting people to buy the cookies. They put a lot of work into selling tons of cookies, and they do. That's the whole point, right? Well, this year, one particular mother came up to me and asked if I would buy a bunch of cookies from her and then place them in my store for sale. She said her daughter would put up a sign so that people knew what troop that they were buying from. But I didn't like that. So I said, "No way, no thank you." And I said no for several reasons. Juliet says, "I myself was a Girl Scout, and for many years in my youth, now I feel like this is kind of cheating." This sparked a debate with me and my employees. They're saying things along the lines of, "Think smarter, not harder." Well, I mean, they're not wrong, and times do evolve. So Juliet says, "So Allie and DZ, help me out. Am I the jerk for turning down this mom and kind of turning down the Girl Scouts to sell cookies in the store?" Juliet. Now, Juliet, obviously she's a supporter of the Girl Scouts. She was a Girl Scout herself. She did her thing and enjoyed being a Girl Scout and appreciates, which is why she lets the Girl Scouts sell the cookies outside the store and do their thing and loves seeing the effort that they put towards selling the cookies. That being said, there's no longer much effort being put into selling those cookies. And I think that's where Julia's coming from. Julia's going, "This is part of the experience. Just putting the cookies out there, you know, that's not teaching a child any of the lessons that any of the Scouts teach, right? The Scout's honor is a Scout's honor for a reason, in my opinion. And I'm not a Scout, so I could be talking out of pocket. I don't know." I get where Juliet's coming from. But with that being said, I don't think she's allowing the world to evolve and do things the way people like to do things nowadays. You can't take your youth experience or the experience that you've seen from the past years and kind of want to shape the experience of the next generation. They shape their own experience. Y'all hear that? The next generation shapes their own experience. We give them guidelines, but I don't know if we can really dictate what they do at the end of the day. They're going to do what they want. We know this next generation is going to do what they want. So Juliet wants to know, is she the jerk for rejecting this mother from selling cookies inside of her store? The mom wants the store to literally buy cookies. She wants Juliet to buy cookies and then resell them inside the store to give her profits. That's tough. That's tough because that's basically saying, hey, I want you to bulk buy from me and then try to resell them to recoup your money back, right? In a nutshell. And I don't know if that's actually okay to do. So if somebody's got some points or some actual insight into this, I know a lot of us out here were scouts. So I think this might be triggering for some people. We need to decide, is Juliet the jerk for denying the scouts to sell cookies inside of the store? Wants to have all the cookies be sold. Mom said, can you just bulk buy from us? Juliet said, no way. I'm not doing that. That's cheating. You got to have her here, sell them cookies yourself. We got to see them out here in the cute little outfits and doing their own thing. I don't know. I'm leaning towards jerk, though. I got to be honest, because you could allow it to evolve, but I don't like the fact that the mom wanted you to pay for the cookies up front. Could we have done some consignment or something at least? Something? I'm leaning towards jerk. I want to know where everybody else is going. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can text. You can call. All answers are welcome. We're going to work this out. Is Juliet the jerk for not buying the Girl Scout cookies and selling them inside her store like the mom wanted her to do for the troop? We'll take your calls and your text next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Juliet done sparked something. Hoo-wee. Now, Juliet hit us up and wants to know if she's the jerk for rejecting the scouts, if you will. She says she was a Girl Scout in her youth, and this sparked a debate within her employees. As a small business owner, she normally lets the Girl Scouts do their thing, sell their cookies, and sell tons of cookies at that, year after year after year. But this past year, for the season, one mother approached her and went, can we just have you buy a box of cookies, a bunch of them, and then resell them inside the store? So basically saying, we want you to sell the cookies for us. Get the community to do the work for you, in a nutshell, right? Kinda? And she goes, nah, that's not what we're doing. Yeah, that's not. You're cheating. No, no, no. And I mean, I do agree, but at the same time, you got to let the times evolve. So I said, jerk, I don't necessarily get to decide this, though. You do. So let's get to the phones because some of y'all are inspired. Let's get to the first inspired person on the line. Up first, we got Ava in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ava. How we doing today?
Good morning. I am well.
Good, good. All right. So what do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk or not the jerk for not wanting to sell the cookies inside the store?
Oh, I thought the parent was jerk, so I think she's not the jerk. I had originally thought I was talking about the parent.
Okay.
The jerk for not selling the cookies, because first off, the Girl Scouts aren't just people that sell cookies. There's a purpose to selling the cookies, to teach the girls real world experience, making their own money to support their adventures. Mm. If somebody else sells the cookies, they're not doing the work.
Right.
They're trying to teach these girls value. It's a camp, a group of community, teaching these girls values and ethics. To the mother approaching her saying, why don't you just do it, was ridiculous in the first place. You don't want some girl to be a Girl Scout, then don't sign her up to be a Girl Scout.
Ava.
You don't tell somebody else to take away from the value that they're trying to give your child.
I hear the inspiration. You're kind of right, though, because it's not like even the daughter went in and said, hey, you know, I have a new idea on how to sell cookies that I'm looking to try out. Because had the daughter been the one to go in, I would have gone like, okay, if she's insightful to that business mind and going, would you be okay if I sold you the cookies and then you resold the cookies? Man, but it was the mother going, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
I hear. Come
if
on.
If the daughter had went in there, I'd be like, oh, that's a hustler's mentality.
Thank you.
This baby is trying to build a business. But this is mama trying to get the baby out of the work. The purpose of putting her in there is to get her those ethic and real world experiences. And then you want to take them away from her. So you're kind of defeating the purpose of being a scout.
Dang, Ava. coming in swinging. First up, she says, you know what? I misunderstood. No, not the jerk. You're taking away from the experience.
Yes.
All right, you kick it off. Appreciate your call. Ava, have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Ooh, you hear that? Did you hear that gumption? She had it on lock. She was inspired. All right, let's keep working it out. Let's see who's up next. Up next on the phone, we got Celia. Good morning, Celia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you're next up. What do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk for not allowing the mom to just say, hey, buy these cookies and sell them for us?
Absolutely not. I agree with the last caller, everything you guys were saying. I think it's crazy for the mom to want Juliet to buy the cookies and sell them and get the money. That is absolutely insane. You know, I was also thinking about, like, I have 4 children, and when they come home with those little, like, candy cell papers, we take them to work, right? And we try to, like, sell to our coworkers. So that's, you know, I just kind of think about that. And, like, back in the days, we went door to door to try to sell that.
Right.
So,
isn't it kind of the same concept, though? Us as parents, we take the sheet for the kid when it's really the kid's work to do. Why am I selling the bread for my child? Why am I selling the popcorn? Why am I selling the cookies? This is the kid's business. So if we do it, we're kind of the jerk. So how are we going to call her the jerk for saying, nah, standing on business?
Yeah, I just think she shouldn't have said, like, can you pre-buy the cookies, you know? Because we're not doing that with the paper. Like, oh, you pre-buy this. You pay when the order arrives, you know?
Right, yeah, no. So. And rarely do you ever have to pay too much ahead. And it's just what's not sitting well with me is that it is taking the experience away from the child. And that's part of what I thought the scouts were in any capacity, was to teach them these lessons and have them out in the community, the social skills and building this camaraderie. Your parents doing this for you, going around saying, hey, will you sell these cookies for my kid? Nah, that ain't it.
Yeah, it's giving very much like handed on a silver platter vibes.
It's giving, I got this, honey, don't worry.
Yeah.
Celia, you're not wrong. Appreciate your call.
All right, have a good day.
Have a great day. Bye. Hey, that works it out 2 for 2. Oh, is it going to be a sweep today? I don't know. Well, let's see. Let's find out. Next up on the line, Zer. Good morning, Zer.
Good morning, DZ.
Morning. All right, so you get to work it out. I mean, we've already got 2 not the jerks. I'm going to be honest with you. So I just got to ask, are you sweeping this? Did you bring a broom? Or are you saying that she is a jerk for not allowing the Girl Scouts to sell the cookies the way they want?
No, I'm sweeping it. She's definitely not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Anyone that says she is insane. And for you to even think about it, you're insane.
But hear me out, though. Like, what really got me thinking was the fact that maybe it was the daughter. And maybe the daughter is a little shy. Let's just say in a crazy world, it is a new group, right? Every year, maybe the groups change. This year, the daughter had the idea, what if, right? And the mother went, okay, I can go around to businesses and ask for you. Us as parents, we always look, always look for the best way to help our parents or to help our children as parents.
Yes.
And if that way is going around, like when our 2.5-year-old is 4.5, 5.5 in school, selling cookies or cookie dough, whatever, I'm going to bring the sheet to work. I'm not. So that's why I'm like, if you could do something to help your kids, why wouldn't you? Juliet is stopping that process, is stopping the evolution. That's why I said jerk.
Right. So the reason why I think she's a jerk is I think the parents are jerk, and why the store owner is not, is because, like you said, and it's what the girl Ava, I think she said at the beginning, is that you're taking away the experience from the child, but also you're handing off work to someone else.
Ooh.
Like, you're trying to run her business. Now you want her to buy a bulk. Now, what if she doesn't sell any cookies? Now she's negative inventory and she has a business to run. Why does she have to run your business?
That is true. She doesn't sell all of the cookies. All of a sudden, she still lost some money. Ooh.
Right. So now she's responsible for that, and now she took all that out of your hand. Like, that doesn't make sense to me, you know?
Yeah.
And what if people come in and they're like, oh, I want to buy a cookie. Now she got another job, you know?
Yeah.
She's got to do that. Like, that's not fair, and that's insane.
I'm hearing it. I'm hearing you guys. Yeah. Listen, sir. Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. As a troop leader for over 10 years, the girls need hands-on selling experience. The store owner allows them to actively sell at her store. So if she's giving them the opportunity to make the sales, she says, I only see the situation and bulk buying ideal for stores if it's owned by a family of a scout. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. That part right there. That part indeed. Oh, golly.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Agreed.
I am going through the text and it's down the line, not the jerk.
I 100% not. Anyone that thought any other way is insane.
I guess I'm insane. I guess I'm insane, sir, but you guys swayed me. I see the light. I'm changing my answer, not the jerk. Appreciate your call, sir. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye. You too. Wow. Not the jerk, just like that. Juliet, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. You win today.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so y'all know Allie, a little under the weather today, so taking some time to recuperate. I got it, though, and I'm going to hold it down for the Hollywood Dirt. So with the halftime performance gone, done, over with, the football season's over, now we can discuss, right? Because Usher came out last night, and he came out, I'd say, swinging for the fences, if you will. He did his hits. He did a lot. I mean, and the man has a huge catalog. Y'all know I gave the performance 7 out of 10. We're not talking about that. We're talking about is the people that he brought out with him. Because everybody was speculating, oh, my gosh, who's it going to be? Blah, blah, blah. Leaks this. Blah, blah, blah. Now, so let me just lay it out. Alicia Keys, first one he brought on stage, people lost it. Oh, it was amazing. Followed up, I'm pretty sure Will.i.am popped up out of nowhere. Oh, my. Killing it, going crazy. Of course, Lil Jon and Ludacris. That was almost expected, because had they not been there, I would have questioned their moral standing. Jermaine Dupri hit the stage, somebody that was really influential early on in his life when he moved to Atlanta, all that stuff. If you know the story, you know what I'm talking about. But who got confused when they got brought out on stage for somebody else? Her. Her came out, guitar and all, doing, you know, a little rendition, a little music that they got together. And everybody, the internet, went crazy thinking it was Northwest. Somehow, someplace, everybody confused her, H-E-R, capital H-E-R, her, with Northwest. And the internet was rolling about it. Somebody went, how'd Kim Kardashian manage that one? Oh, ha, ha. Bruh, funny. Funny. If you didn't know that was her, it is her, and she is her. So, performance was great. The cameos were spot on. Honestly, I think it could have gone better. Yes, but honestly, at the end of the day, it's Usher performing at the Super Bowl, and he can do no wrong. And yes, ladies, he did go shirtless, so his abs made a cameo appearance as well. You're welcome. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. Wepa. Hopefully your day is starting off well. And coming up in just a second, I want to give you some time to think about it first. I do want to talk about something. I want you to think back on your childhood, right? Think back on some of the experiences you had and some of the things you did, and now think about you today and think about what things you still do in that childhood, okay? Because I was thinking about it, and it actually sparked from a conversation that some friends and us were having of things that we did as a child that still happen today, whether it's something out of fear, whether it's something out of fun, whether it's something out of love, whatever it is, we all did things as a kid that kind of just stuck through us in adulthood, and maybe they don't make sense anymore because we're now grown folk. But we still do it anyway. One example, mine. Listen, if I got chocolate milk in a cup and I have a straw, you better believe I'm going to blow bubbles in that bad boy. Don't play with me. I'm blowing bubbles in my chocolate milk to the death of me. I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care what you think I look like. I don't care if my son's not blowing bubbles. I'm blowing bubbles in my chocolate milk. That's one thing for sure. I guarantee you I will do day in and day out any single time I have a chocolate milk. I'm going to blow a bubble in it. That's just who I am, and I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to apologize for it. My wife, another example. My wife, no matter what, if she sees a crunchy leaf on the ground, oh, you better believe she's going to trudge through that leaf pile and crunch and stomp and love all up in them leaves. That's her. Something she's done since she was a child. It'll never change, right? But coming up next, that's what I want to chop it up about. I want to know, what are some of the things that you guys have done in your childhood, right? What did you transcend into adulthood? Do you still stomp on the ice when it's snowing out and it's icy? Do you still crack the ice? Do you say jinx when somebody says the same thing as you? We don't got to say jinx anymore. That's stuff from childhood. But you better believe that me and Allie, anytime we say the same thing, jinx, you owe me a soda. 414-533-1037. That's the word. We want to know, What do you still do from your childhood that, you know, maybe doesn't make sense, but you still do it and you're not even ashamed about it? I want to hear it. Ain't no wrong answers. Everybody can chime in on this one. 414-533-1037. What's something from your childhood that you still do today? Good, bad, ugly, don't matter. We're going to talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ, talking about things we used to do as kids that we still do today. Now, I shared that for myself. I'm going to blow a bubble in the chocolate milk. No matter what, I don't care. If I got a chocolate milk and a straw, I'm blowing bubbles. I said what I said, and I'm standing on business. My wife, if she sees leaves, she's going to trudge through that leaf pile and stomp, stomp, stomp away. Bella texted in and said, not stepping on any cracks. I can't risk breaking my mama's back. That's a good one, Bella. Superstition stands strong. Somebody else texted in and said, if I have a pen and I see a celebrity's face on a magazine, I will be drawing a mustache. Okay, so a lot of us are just really, really childish, and I can appreciate that. Let's get to the phones. First up, we got somebody called 5 days in a row, got their own theme song, did the due diligence, and now we hold them down when they call. First up, Julian Oak Creek. Morning, Julie.
Hello.
Hey. All right, so you said you had something that you still do to this day from your childhood. What was it?
And I taught it to my kids who are in their 20s, and they still do it.
Oh, so this one's now transcended generations. I'm already loving it. What is it?
Punchbags.
No punchbacks. And you got to say no punchbacks.
We don't do that.
No, you guys don't say?
And I need to, because they insist on doing the punching part when they see a punch bug.
So you got to be quick to the punch. You can't. That's the whole premise. Yeah. You can, if you say punch bug, you got to include the no punch back, or else you can get punched back.
I know, and I get punched every time.
Julie, we got to be better than this. How you going to let the teacher, or how you going to let the student surpass the master? We got to stay on top of these kids.
I know. Well, I did see a TikTok where he added some, so it's Subaru stuck like glue.
Ooh.
And you literally put your hand wherever you want to on the person that's nearest to you.
Ooh, that's a new one. Until you see the next Subaru or what?
Yep.
That's actually really good. I'm going to have to start adopting some of these new games, because I only play Punch Buggy.
Yeah, the Subaru Stuck Like Glue is really fun.
Well, now we got an old school to go with the new school.
Wherever you want to, and then leave your hand there.
Just put it right on their face. Nope, Super Glue, Stuck Like Glue, sorry. Julie, I appreciate your call. That was good. Have a great day. You too, bye. All right, we starting off strong. Said Punch Buggy. Let's keep it moving. Somebody else said they might have a car-related one that they used to do. I'm not sure what they're going to say, but Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, talk to me. What's something you do that you've been doing since your childhood?
We have been, every time we see a car with one headlight, we say, but ditto.
No, you said Bud Diddle?
Bud Diddle, yeah.
Oh, see, we played the same game, but we said Pud Diddle with a P.
Huh. Oh, you said Pud Diddle?
Yeah, we
say Pud Diddle.
Same game, though, right? One headlight off, you got to hit the roof. You got to smack the roof first.
Yes, Pud Diddle, and then I am a Pud Diddle right now, because I have one headlight out.
Uh-oh.
And every time I go to drive at night, I just say it to myself.
You got to.
And I laugh, and it's super funny.
Nobody knows where that game came from. Honestly, I feel like a lot of us play it, and somehow, some way, it just became a thing. Everybody plays it now.
It did.
I remember that from back in the day. High school was a wild time with Padiddle. Let me tell you, that was a good time.
Yeah, and then going through a yellow light and you hit the roof of the car.
For good luck at the next one?
For good luck, yes!
Yeah! Oh my gosh! Did we all live the same childhood? What's going on right now?
I love it.
Crystal, that was good. And just for safety's sake, Padiddle. For yourself.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. You too. Bye. That was good. Hey, car related. What is it with kids and cars that you just all have the same experience? Like, for example, remember when we were kids and we used to watch the rain race down the windshield? Mm-hmm. You used to watch your favorite water droplet try to win the race, bruh? Or watching the Invisible Man run across? If you don't know the Invisible Man, listen, maybe we didn't have the same childhood, but somebody that I'm pretty confident we had similar childhoods just because of the area where we grew up. Another regular call 5 days in a row, and you know this one very well. It's Amanda and Racine. Good morning.
Turn down for what? Woo!
Woo!
Morning.
Good morning. All right, what's something that you did in your childhood that you still do today? You said you have a good one. What is it?
Yeah, so mine's a little crazy, but I never bite my nails. Like, I won't do it now or when I was a kid because my dad told me that if you bite your nails and eat the nails, that you'll get a hole in your stomach. He freaked me out with that.
So you refuse to bite your nails no matter what?
Right, but instead I ripped my nails, so that's not really any better.
Oh, yeah, no, that really isn't any better. You just straight up, ooh, ouch, that feels like it would hurt. Ooh.
Yeah, but that's just what I do, so.
You got stuck.
I didn't learn.
Somebody got you when you were young, and now it's a subconscious lie/fact that you believe about your life.
Yep.
That's like one of our friends.
Getting holes in stomachs.
Yeah, that's like one of our friends that said, as soon as they turn the lights off in their room, they have to pick their legs up super, super fast so that the monster under the bed doesn't get them.
Oh, see, I got a corgi for that. I got a dog for that.
Oh, well, see, you know, at least you got protection. You know what I'm saying? Like, our friend said, nope, I got to keep the monsters from under my bed, even though I know there aren't any. As soon as that light comes off, the monsters obviously appear. So I got to get into bed really fast. We're good. Oh, these are good. Moral of the story, we don't really grow up. We just get older. We're all still a little bit childish, and that's okay. Amanda, we appreciate your call.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right. You can continue to call, text if you'd like, 414-533-1037, you childish youths.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
103.7 KISS FM. Okay, all right. You know what? You see the time. You see what it is. And I already told you what's going down. We got Avril Lavigne tickets coming to Milwaukee. Going to be at the Amphitheater. We got you September 9th, and you're going. Not the only one coming, though. We got some special guests, but Avril's the focus. Let's just say that. So why don't we just jump into it? I'm looking for caller 25. You're going to be going to see Avril Lavigne September 9th, AmFam Amphitheater. Good luck. 414-533-1037. Caller 25 right now. Yes, right now. Early morning. Early bird gets the worm. You're going to see Avril Lavigne. Good luck. Here she go with Skater Boy. So bop. Can somebody say nostalgia? Yeah, man. Avril Lavigne right there. Skater Boy, one of her greatest hits. I mean, Girlfriend, Plenty Bops. She's actually a solid artist. Y'all know what it is. And she's bringing her greatest hits tour with special guest September 9th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. That's the Summerfest grounds if you don't know. But simple plan, Girlfriend's coming with her. Avril Lavigne gonna shut it down like we know she can. We got somebody on the line that said they want to win some tickets. I don't know if they're gonna, but we'll see. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you said you're calling from Lake Geneva. What's going on in Lake Geneva this morning?
I parked to go into work, and I heard you say it, and I just figured I'd give a call to see if I could win.
Oh, so you just figured, well, I guess I'll try. Have you seen Avril Lavigne? Are you a big Avril fan?
I'm a big fan, but I've never seen her, no.
Oh, well, I mean, say less. You know what? Then we sending you to go see her.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's amazing. You're going. You got tickets. Give me a second. We're going to get a little information from you to make sure we get you those tickets. Okay, Valerie?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You could win, too. Same time, same place. You already know, 103.7 KISS FM, Avril Lavigne tickets all week. 103.7 KISS FM, good morning, buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Now, as you hear, I'm not Ali. I'm DZ. Ali's a little under the weather. She'll be back mañana. Don't worry about it. She's all good. We're going to take care of business on our behalf. You know what I'm saying? You can't see me, but I'm buttoning my buttons to let you know we're going to get into it. We're going to have a great day. If you missed it this morning, I'm sorry. We gave Avril Lavigne tickets away. We're doing it all week long, same time. So you got to be prepared. This is for the early birds getting the worm, if you know what I'm saying. Catch my drift, all right? But now, I gotta retouch. We got to recap. I mean, big things, big games. A lot went down this weekend. It wasn't just football. It was a lot. It was a lot. And maybe you have a lot that happened. And I want to know. Honestly, let's talk weekends right here, right now. 414-533-1037. 7. I want to know how your weekend went. I want to know what you did. I want to know what you ate. I want to know it all. And now's the time to call. 414-533-1037. Let's discuss weekends next. I mean, I got to be honest. Aside from the game, our weekends, our plans changed. We didn't get to do something. Supposed to go to a baby shower and didn't get to do that. But let's talk next. What'd you do with your weekend? 414-533-1037.
103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ talking weekends. Ali's still feeling a little bit of her weekend, honestly. She's not here today. We holding it down. And man, I think a lot of people might be feeling some of the weekend. We, my family and I, we were supposed to go to a baby shower for one of my dear friends from high school back in the day. We just didn't get the chance to do that, man. Our little man, our newborn Danny, wasn't necessarily feeling great. Our two-year-old was doing his own thing, and it just didn't make sense for us to go out there and risk getting Mama Bear sick. So unfortunately, we didn't get to do that, but it's okay. We were busy enough during the weekend. Either way, obviously the game went down, and you had to have watched that, whether it was the game, the performance, or the Taylor Swift show, whatever it was you were doing. So let's chop it up. Weekends, we got a couple people on the line, and you know who they are. These are regulars. They called 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. Let's kick it off with one of the OGs, Ryan in Alabama. Big dog. Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday, everyone.
That's right. Happy Monday, indeed. We here. We back to get to it. And I know you were celebrating birthdays over the weekend. You wifey had a birthday, and you guys were doing something. What'd y'all do?
We went up to Pato and played bingo. Shout out to Keisha and Chris, my next door neighbors that I annoyed the whole entire game of bingo because I'm not one that can be quiet during that session.
So shout out to Keisha and Chris for sure, man. sounds like you had a good time, man. What else?
I you know how they always tell you got to go in and spend a bunch of money. I don't know. I'm frugal with my money. I have more fun in arcades than I do up at the casino.
Hey, I feel so that.
I spent $50, and by the time it was gone, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the bar and sit at the bar. You guys find me, and I'll just drink.
Y'all find me when y'all are ready. I'll be over here.
Yeah, because I don't get those slot machines. I'm more of a table player, and they didn't have my table open, so I was whatever.
And you enjoy the time, and listen, it was your wife's day anyway, and that's what they wanted to do.
Exactly. She got to do what she wanted to do. She wanted to go to Pato, hang out up there. She had a blast.
That's all that mattered, man. And lovely to hear. I'm glad you guys had a great time. Happy birthday to wifey again.
All right, man. Take it easy. You guys have a great Monday.
You too, brother. We'll talk to you later. Peace. All right, let's keep it rolling. Next one up, another one. 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. You know them well. It's Tony Racine, Mascot Man. Tony.
Yo.
What up, man?
What's good?
What up? So you were actually telling me a little bit off air. You said you weren't feeling great. You didn't think you did anything, but you actually did end up doing something. What was it?
Yeah, I was so sick, kind of. I forgot I did something. But
I was so sick.
I actually felt pretty good on Saturday. So Saturday, I went and checked out Comic-Con with my father-in-law. So we did Comic-Con all day, and that was a really fun time.
Wait,
so,
where was Comic-Con at?
At the State Fair.
Nice. Over at the Expo Center over there.
Yep.
It
was fun, man. It was, man, tons of classic toys. I love toys.
Did you dress up? You're the mascot, man. Did you dress up or did you go incognito?
So I went incognito because it was my first show actually ever. So
what?
I wanted to check it out and see what it was about first before I did anything.
Okay. Got it. No, I feel you on that. Well, at least you did something, and I'm happy to hear you're feeling a little bit better. Hopefully that brought your spirits up, brother.
Oh yeah, me too, man. We ended up having a pickleball tournament later Saturday too. So
so you just rolling stuff off. Man, you weren't sick. You were just playing hooky.
I didn't want to cook.
Get out of here, man. We'll talk to you later, Tony.
All right, man. Bye.
Love, man. Peace. The texts are rolling in. We see them. Jen and Zion said they got a puppy over the weekend. Oh, look at you. Oh, Stephanie. Oh, Stephanie said on Friday we went to an impromptu Bucks game and ran into DZ. Hey, that's me. I was there. Nah, obviously. I actually remember meeting y'all, talking to y'all. What's going on? I think we took a picture. I haven't seen you post it, but when you do, don't forget to tag me. Hey, I hope everybody's weekend was great. Let's keep the day going. Let's keep the day rocking. We'll be back in a second. You know what it is. Kiss FM.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today I might make it worse, but you know what? You never actually know, because my advice
even wishy-washy can be pretty solid. And yeah, I said what I said. I know my advice isn't always great. But Anonymous hit us up. Anonymous wants to remain anonymous, and rightfully so, because they might be being a little bit bunkus, but listen up. They want to know what they should do about going on a solo vacation last minute. They said, friends and I have been planning a little bit of a boys trip over the last year. As it's gotten closer, no one's ready to go. So I really want lateral and just go alone. We started planning last year. We made up our minds about places, dates, where we're staying, everything down to the details. We were ready. And now that the trip's coming in the next months, my friends are still lacking on getting their flights and sending. That's tough. And sending money. Okay, so things are already paid for, obviously. Anonymous said, I honestly don't care to go with them anymore and am ready to cancel the trip and just go alone. But is that what I should do? Ooh, my guy. Anonymous. I don't know. I mean, you should have said it with your chest, man. You know these dudes ain't paying attention to nothing going on like that. But at the same time, you guys have already been planning this trip. There's money invested. If you guys say, I don't know if it's an Airbnb, I don't know if it's a resort, hotel, whatever it is, right? But things are already paid for. If it's your boys' trip, and I mean, y'all's boys' trip, I should say, it's no longer a boys' trip. Now you're just taking a solo vacation. And if you don't mind taking a solo vacation, it could work out for you, but I don't know if you should do that. Yeah, and I got a specific reason why. I hate to say it, but not everybody is financially stable, right? Not to say that we're all broke, but I'm broke, baby. But buying a flight isn't cheap. Affording a hotel isn't cheap. Whatever the situation might be, it could be that they're planning, they're budgeting, they're waiting to have all of the money put together because they don't necessarily have all the money put together. I don't think you should cancel the trip. Ooh, what I think you should do, though, Anonymous, I almost called you by your name. Oops, sorry. Anonymous, what I think you should do, though, is leave the trip as is. You clearly got your flight booked. Whatever the hotel is already paid for, right? Or whatever the stay situation is already paid for, I'd assume somebody footed that. Whoever doesn't show up still has to pay. Whoever doesn't get their tickets, sure, you're not going, but you can't cancel the trip. Y'all been planning this. And if nobody's ready to go, then nobody's ready to go. Don't make it a solo trip and cancel. Let them turn it into a solo trip and cancel. Do you feel me? You feel me, Anonymous? I hope you feel me. And if not, hopefully somebody else can help you out. 414-533-1037. Let's help Anonymous out. He's trying to go on a solo vacation. His boy's trip is falling through. As it's getting closer, nobody is ready to go. Nobody's got flights. Nobody's sent money. Nobody's paid for nothing except for him. And he's going, listen, at this point, I don't want to go with them anymore. I'm ready to go on a solo vacation. I could cancel and go bye by myself. 414-533-1037 is the number. We'll take your calls and your texts next. Help Anonymous out.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We do got a problem, and I don't know if I am making it worse. I'm the only one here. Allie's out today, so I just kind of talk out loud and hope that I make sense sometimes. And what I said, I feel like made a little bit of sense. You know, I said Anonymous wants to cancel the trip last minute because his boy's trip is falling through. And I said, man, don't cancel the trip. Let them cancel themselves out. His problem is that they haven't paid anything. He's the only one basically booked flight and things in place. And they know where they're going. Everything's set besides just buying your stuff. And he's going, man, I'm going to just cancel the trip and go alone. I don't care. I don't even care. Well, you should care. All right. You should care because those are your people and you got to let them, give them that grace. They might not have the money ready yet. That's kind of where I was leaning at. And then if they do have the money and are just slacking, let them cancel themselves out. But I'm not the only person. We got a few people on the line. Let's get to them. First up, somebody called 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. And you know them well. It's Lori and Cedarburg.
I could have my Gucci on.
Morning, Lori.
Morning.
All right, so you were saying you don't hate my advice today?
No, so keep the trip. I'd say send out a group message and be like, hey, trip's coming up. I need answers and set a deadline of, okay, if you don't respond or don't say you're in and start showing commitment by this time, then you're out.
Okay, so you're saying give them a little grace, but also say the time is running out, y'all. We can't wait till last minute.
Yeah, and then maybe talk to a few of them that you might know might be struggling or whatever. Like, hey, do you need just some
And some people might, like, before a couple of years ago, I didn't know anything about booking flights and stuff, so
true.
Maybe some of them need some help.
True. Some people might need a little bit of a hand or a handout. No, okay, not like that, not like a handout, but, you know, you got to help your people when they need the help, and if you're able to do so, it's amazing, right?
Yeah, and sometimes people might need a little nudge to, like, oh, shoot, it's coming up. We need
a reminder, yeah.
Moving on it.
It's like, oh, that's right, that's right. Oh, yeah, and if people are like me, they really might be last minute because they're not thinking about it until last minute. Ooh, Laura, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, I have a trip planned for end of June, beginning of July. I don't have anything planned for it yet.
See, and that's coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, we're going on this trip and what are we doing? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hear it. I like that though. Give them a little grace period, but also send something out. I love it. Appreciate the advice, Lori.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye. I like what she said. Listen, and my thought was that he was already communicating. He had already hit people up and been talking, right? You got boys chats. You got the group chat with the fellas. My guess was y'all were going, all right, we're good. Everybody, oh, I'll do it soon. And then eventually men just stop talking because we know what's going on. We got to give you that time. And if it goes radio silent, it's because we're assuming everybody's working on their own thing and we don't want to keep bugging nobody. But all right, let's keep it rolling. We got somebody else on the line. Good morning, Crystal. How you doing today?
Good.
Calling from Elkhorn this morning. Well, what advice you got for Anonymous today?
I would have him try to, like, ease into the conversation about the trip and then say it's going on this day. Does anybody else have any amount of money to put towards it or whatever?
So check back in and re-ask, because clearly it's not happening right now the way he thought it was going to be happening.
Yeah, and then if nobody has their money, then have them kind of follow your idea and just let them cancel themselves out.
I like that. Don't just cancel the trip, let them cancel themselves, but don't do it without saying nothing to nobody is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like that, because you could ruin friendships if not. Okay, Crystal, we appreciate it. Great advice.
Yeah. All right.
Have a great day, Crystal. Thank you. A woman of few words, but it's because she knew exactly what she needed to say and said, yeah, that's the most logical thing. Duh. Somebody that's not a few words, call 5 days in a row, got their own theme song. You know them well, the firecracker of all firecrackers, one of the OGs, Destiny.
Hey, throw your hands in the air, because you're the true player.
Wepa, good morning, Destiny.
What's going on? Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, all right, you've been hearing what's going on. Anonymous, he's wanting to go on this solo trip because the boy's done basically falling out or not. Falling in line is what I should say, not falling out.
Right, but I don't understand, like, what do they all have to pay for together? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ain't got your ticket, okay, then that's on you, then you ain't going. But if they have to, like, if they've rented an Airbnb or the hotel and everybody's supposed to be putting money in, and now I can see where he's getting upset, because now he's like, well, I already put my money in, and if they don't go, well, then he has to pay the rest of it. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
But I'm still going to go on the trip, though.
Oh, I'm definitely still going on the trip, but it's like he wants to outright just cancel and go, you know what? If you don't got your ticket, don't even worry about it. I'm sending bread back. Like, my guess is they do have a B&B, and he didn't specify that. I wish he would have, because that would have given us
a
clearer picture.
Because it makes it different for him. Like, what do you mean cancel? How do you cancel a trip that everybody's solo dolo on their own anyway?
Right, buying their own tickets and sending their own piece for
it. Exactly.
I'm thinking of maybe one of them went, all right, well, I could lock down the reservation for the spot that we're staying at just so we don't lose it, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is when you got a couple people coordinating
together.
Right,
if it's on my credit card, well, then we got, you know, there's consequences and repercussions if you ain't paid yet, G.
I'm thinking that's the problem. Anonymous got stuff on his card that he's going, yo, listen, this came out of my ticket, and had it only been me, it would have been way cheaper, so I'm going to need y'all to break bread or break off.
Yeah, and that's what you got to tell them. They're supposed to be your boys. See, that's the problem nowadays. Everybody want to hold their tongue, feel like we need to talk cute with each other.
Mm.
It ain't rainbows and unicorns.
Mm.
Man, come on, man. Just tell them, hey, bro, look, hey, the trip's coming up. You're going to have your money. If not, let me know now so that way I can cancel and do other things with it.
That's
right. They might get mad. Like, man, why you got to say it like that? I need to know. This ain't, you know.
Maybe.
Come on now, we not in a relationship like that.
We're boys. Right, we're boys. Hey, honestly, Destiny, I think that might be solid. Everybody's been kind of speaking on it, and I got to say, I agree with y'all today. Maybe it's just the matter of not being nice. We need to stop being Midwest nice on this one.
Yeah. No, ain't no mid-nothing. Hey, bro, you going yes or no, bro? Yes, bro. Right. Is it hot or cold? It's lukewarm. No. Is it hot or cold, the water, bro?
Yeah.
You know?
It's time for people to just say, hey, listen, the trip's coming up. Are you in or are you out? The time is over. We ain't got time to decide no more. The time is over. Destiny, say less.
Man.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning, buenos dias. We done made it to another week. Happy to have you here. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Man, big things happened over the weekend. Obviously, y'all know. I'm a little bummed that Ali isn't here today, though. She's not feeling well. We holding it down, obviously. But now we can't recap how we felt about the halftime performance together. Because I just know she had thoughts. I know she had her own perception. And I wanted to discuss. But we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to retouch because I got my ideas. I'll tell y'all right now, though, we gave it a 7 out of 10. Straight up, 7 out of 10. I mean, somebody in the room, other people gave it 10 out of 10. This is obviously the greatest performance they said they've ever seen. But personally, I'll tell you right, I saw miscues. There were some notes that didn't get hit the right way. All of the layers could have been layered differently, and I thought the performance could have been better. Am I a judgmental person? Maybe, just maybe. I apologize. That's a little bit of who I am and how I am. But I'll tell you what, though, the food was good, and the entertainment was good. The company was good. We had a good time. But the performance, Usher, baby, man, I feel like he didn't miss the mark. He also didn't hit the bullseye, if that makes any sense. And rarely do we ever, as professionals, as entertainers, as whatever you want to call it, right? Especially when you work in a field like entertainment. Y'all hear me talk a lot of nonsense all the time. Rarely can I keep my words together. But when I do, it sounds nice. When I do, nobody notices. But when I mess up, y'all notice. Everybody does. It's kind of like primordial, if you will. So personal opinion, 7 out of 10. Usher is still Usher, one of the greatest to do it all time. So Usher Terry Raymond IV is a G no matter what. But that 7 out of 10 is going to stand for me. That's just personal opinion. I don't want to offend nobody. That's just what I thought. Okay? That's all. But the food, though. No, the food was good. Listen, we made this little cheese dip. I was talking about it yesterday. Y'all know, man. The cheese dip that we made was absolutely phenomenal. Big ups to my wife. She took the recipe in my head and just crafted it and made it scrumptious. When I say I'm looking forward to eating some of that cheese dip later, it's got bacon. It's got beef. It's got like 50 different kinds of cheeses. Nice and just know I gave that a 10 out of 10. Usher 7 out of 10. but the cheese dip, matter of fact, 11 out of 10. That cheese dip was good. I might have to share the recipe. That's just me. I don't know. It was good. I want y'all to try it too for yourselves. But speaking of trying, we're going to try to work something out coming up next for Am I the Jerk? Because boy, oh boy. Whoo, y'all know what season it is. It's cookie season. Now, somebody is not looking to support their local troop, but there's layers. They're not just not looking to support. It is layered up, boy, layered up like a cake. Coming up next, the Am I the Jerk that might just send some people over the edge, trigger them, or they'll understand exactly where they're coming from. It involves the Scouts. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM for Am I the Jerk coming up next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, we're going to find out today for sure. Because Juliet wrote in with a problem. Said, hi guys, please keep me anonymous. So we're gonna call you Juliet. So Juliet says, I'm a small business owner in the area, and frequently the Scouts have their time, and the Girl Scouts in particular, time is fierce. She says she has a retail store where usually the girls every year flock and begin selling cookies in cute little booths. Now she's shouting them out like, there ain't no shade here. Said for years, they've put a great amount of creativity into their cookie booths. They even sing, dance. When it's nice outside, they'll parade around holding signs in front of the business, showing off to the cars, getting people to buy the cookies. They put a lot of work into selling tons of cookies, and they do. That's the whole point, right? Well, this year, one particular mother came up to me and asked if I would buy a bunch of cookies from her and then place them in my store for sale. She said her daughter would put up a sign so that people knew what troop that they were buying from. But I didn't like that. So I said, no way, no thank you. And I said no for several reasons. Juliet says, I myself was a Girl Scout, and for many years in my youth, now I feel like this is kind of cheating. This sparked a debate with me and my employees.
They're saying things along the lines of think smarter, not harder.
Well, I mean, they're not wrong, and times do evolve.
So Juliet says, so Allie and DZ, help me out. Am I the jerk for turning down this mom and kind of turning down the Girl Scouts to sell cookies in the store?
Juliet.
Now, Juliet, obviously she's a supporter of the Girl Scouts. She was a Girl Scout herself. She did her thing and enjoyed being a Girl Scout and appreciates, which is why she lets the Girl Scouts sell the cookies outside the store and do their thing and loves seeing the effort that they put towards selling the cookies. That being said, there's no longer much effort being put into selling those cookies. And I think that's where Julia's coming from. Julia's going, this is part of the experience. Just putting the cookies out there, you know, that's not teaching a child any of the lessons that any of the Scouts teach, right? The Scout's honor is a Scout's honor for a reason, in my opinion. And I'm not a Scout, so I could be talking out of pocket. I don't know. I get where Julia's coming from. But with that being said, I don't think she's allowing the world to evolve and do things the way people like to do things nowadays. You can't take your youth experience or the experience that you've seen from the past years and kind of want to shape the experience of the next generation. They shape their own experience. Y'all hear that? The next generation shapes their own experience. We give them guidelines, but I don't know if we can really dictate what they do at the end of the day. They're going to do what they want. We know this next generation is going to do what they want. So Juliet wants to know, is she the jerk for rejecting this mother from selling cookies inside of her store? The mom wants the store to literally buy cookies. She wants Juliet to buy cookies and then resell them inside the store to give her profits. That's tough. That's tough because that's basically saying, hey, I want you to bulk buy from me and then try to resell them to recoup your money back, right? In a nutshell. And I don't know if that's actually okay to do. So if somebody's got some points or some actual insight into this, I know a lot of us out here were Scouts. So I think this might be triggering for some people. We need to decide, is Juliet the jerk for denying the Scouts to sell cookies inside of the store? Wants to have all the cookies be sold. Mom said, can you just bulk buy from us? Juliet said, no way. I'm not doing that. That's cheating. You got to have her here, sell them cookies yourself. We got to see them out here in the cute little outfits and doing their own thing. I don't know. I'm leaning towards jerk, though. I got to be honest, because you could allow it to evolve, but I don't like the fact that the mom wanted you to pay for the cookies up front. Could we have done some consignment or something at least? Something? I'm leaning towards jerk. I want to know where everybody else is going. 414-533-1037. That's the number you can text. You can call. All answers are welcome. We're going to work this out. Is Juliet the jerk for not buying the Girl Scout cookies and selling them inside her store like the mom wanted her to do for the troop? We'll take your calls and your text next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Juliet done sparked something. Hoo-wee. Now, Juliet hit us up and wants to know if she's the jerk for rejecting the Scouts, if you will. She says she was a Girl Scout in her youth, and this sparked a debate within her employees. As a small business owner, she normally lets the Girl Scouts do their thing, sell her cookies, and sell tons of cookies at that, year after year after year. But this past year, for the season, one mother approached her and went, can we just have you buy a box of cookies, a bunch of them, and then resell them inside the store? So basically saying, we want you to sell the cookies for us. Get the community to do the work for you, in a nutshell, right? Kinda? And she goes, nah, that's not what we're doing. Yeah, that's not. You're cheating. No, no, no. And I mean, I do agree, but at the same time, you got to let the times evolve. So I said, jerk, I don't necessarily get to decide this, though. You do. So let's get to the phones because some of y'all are inspired. Let's get to the first inspired person on the line. Up first, we got Ava in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ava. How are we doing today?
Good morning. I am well.
Good, good. All right. So what do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk or not the jerk for not wanting to sell the cookies inside the store?
Oh, I thought the parent was the jerk, so I think she's not the jerk. I had originally thought, I was talking about the parent.
Okay.
The jerk for not selling the cookies, because first off, the Girl Scouts aren't just people that sell cookies. There's a purpose to selling the cookies, to teach the girls real world experience, making their own money to support their adventures.
Mm.
If somebody else sells the cookies, they're not doing the work.
Right.
They're trying to teach these girls value. It's a camp, a group of community teaching these girls values and ethics. to the mother approaching her saying, why don't you just do it, was ridiculous in the first place. You don't want your girl to be a Girl Scout, then don't sign her up to be a Girl Scout.
Ava.
You don't tell somebody else to take away from the value that they're trying to give your child.
Listen, I hear the inspiration. You're kind of right, though, because it's not like even the daughter went in and said, hey, you know, I have a new idea on how to sell cookies that I'm looking to try out. Because had the daughter been the one to go in, I would have gone like, okay, if she's insightful to that business mind and going, would you be okay if I sold you the cookies and then you resold the cookies? Man, but it was the mother going, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
I hear. Come
if
on.
If the daughter had went in there, I'd have been like, oh, that's a hustler's mentality.
Thank you.
This baby is trying to build a business. But this is mama trying to get the baby out of the work. The purpose of putting her in there is to get her those ethic and real world experiences. And then you want to take them away from her. So you're kind of defeating the purpose of being a scout.
Dang. Ava coming in swinging. First up, she says, you know what? I misunderstood. No. Not the jerk. You're taking away from the experience.
Yes. Yes.
All right, you kick it off. Appreciate your call, Ava. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Ooh, you hear that? Did you hear that gumption? She had it on lock. She was inspired. All right, let's keep working it out. Let's see who's up next. Up next on the phone, we got Celia. Good morning, Celia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you're next up. What do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk for not allowing the mom to just say, hey, buy these cookies and sell them for us?
Absolutely not. I agree with the last caller, everything you guys were saying. I think it's crazy for the mom to want Juliet to buy the cookies and sell them and get the money. That is absolutely insane. You know, I was also thinking about, like, I have four children, and when they come home with those little, like, candy cell papers, we take them to work, right? And we try to, like, sell to our coworkers. So that's, you know, I just kind of think about that. And, like, back in the days, we went door to door to try to sell that.
Right.
So,
and isn't it kind of the same concept, though? Us as parents, we take the sheet for the kid when it's really the kid's work to do. Why am I selling the bread for my child? Why am I selling the popcorn? Why am I selling the cookies? This is the kid's business. So if we do it, We're kind of the jerk. So how are we going to call her the jerk for saying, nah, standing on business?
Yeah, I just think she shouldn't have said, like, can you pre-buy the cookies, you know? Because we're not doing that with the paper. Like, oh, you pre-buy this. You pay when the order arrives, you know?
Right, yeah, no. So. And rarely do you ever have to pay too much ahead. And it's just what's not sitting well with me is that it is taking the experience away from the child. And that's part of what I thought the scouts were in any capacity, was to teach them these lessons and have them out in the community, the social skills and building this camaraderie. Your parents doing this for you, going around saying, hey, will you sell these cookies for my kid? Nah, that ain't it.
Yeah, it's giving very much like handed on a silver platter vibes.
It's giving, I got this, honey, don't worry.
Yeah.
Celia, you're not wrong. Appreciate your call.
All right, have a good day.
Have a great day. Bye. Hey, that works it out two for two. Oh, is it going to be a sweep today? I don't know. Well, let's see. Let's find out. Next up on the line, Zer. Good morning, Zer.
Good morning, DZ.
Morning. All right, so you get to work it out. I mean, we've already got two not the jerks. I'm going to be honest with you. So I just got to ask, are you sweeping this? Did you bring a broom? Or are you saying that she is a jerk for not allowing the Girl Scouts to sell the cookies the way they want?
No, I'm sweeping it. She's definitely not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Anyone that says she is insane. And for you to even think about it, you're insane.
But hear me out, though. Like, what really got me thinking was the fact that maybe it was the daughter. And maybe the daughter is a little shy. Let's just say in a crazy world, it is a new group, right? Every year, maybe the groups change. This year, the daughter had the idea, what if, right? And the mother went, okay, I can go around to businesses and ask for you. Us as parents, we always look, always look for the best way to help our parents or to help our children as parents.
Yes.
And if that way is going around, like when our 2.5-year-old is 4.5, 5.5 in school, selling cookies or cookie dough, whatever, I'm going to bring the sheet to work. I'm not. So that's why I'm like, if you could do something to help your kids, why wouldn't you? Juliet is stopping that process, is stopping the evolution. That's why I said jerk.
Right. So the reason why I think she's a jerk is I think the parents are jerk, and why the store owner is not, is because, like you said, and it's what the girl Ava, I think she said at the beginning, is that you're taking away the experience from the child, but also you're handing off work to someone else.
Ooh.
Like, you're trying to run her business. Now you want her to buy a bulk. Now, what if she doesn't sell any cookies? Now she's negative inventory, and she has a business to run. Why does she have to run your business?
That is true. She doesn't sell all of the cookies. All of a sudden, she still lost some money. Ooh. Right.
So now she's responsible for that, and now she took all that out of your hand. Like, that doesn't make sense to me,
Yeah.
And what if people come in and they're like, oh, I want to buy a cookie. Now she got another job, you know?
Yeah.
She's got to do that. Like, that's not fair, and that's insane.
I'm hearing it. I'm hearing you guys. Yeah. Listen, sir. Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. As a troop leader for over 10 years, the girls need hands-on selling experience. The store owner allows them to actively sell at her store. So if she's giving them the opportunity to make the sales, she says, I only see the situation and bulk buying ideal for stores if it's owned by a family of a scout. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. That part right there.
Correct.
That part indeed. Oh, golly.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Agreed.
I am going through the text and down the line, not the jerk.
I 100% not. Anyone that thought any other way is insane.
I guess I'm insane. I guess I'm insane, sir, but you guys swayed me. I see the light. I'm changing my answer, not the jerk. Appreciate your call, sir. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye. You too. Wow. Not the jerk just like that. Juliet, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. You win today.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so y'all know Allie, a little under the weather today, so taking some time to recuperate. I got it, though, and I'm going to hold it down for the Hollywood Dirt. So with the halftime performance gone, done, over with, the football season's over, now we can discuss, right? Because Usher came out last night, and he came out, I'd say, swinging for the fences, if you will. He did his hits. He did a lot. I mean, and the man has a huge catalog. Y'all know I gave the performance 7 out of 10. We're not talking about that. We're talking about is the people that he brought out with him. Because everybody was speculating, oh my gosh, who's it going to be? Blah, blah, blah. Leaks this. Blah, blah, blah. Now, so let me just lay it out. Alicia Keys, first one he brought on stage, people lost it. Oh, it was amazing. Followed up, I'm pretty sure Will I Am popped up out of nowhere. Oh my God. Killing it, going crazy. Of course, Lil Jon and Ludacris. That was almost expected, because had they not been there, I would have questioned their moral standing. Jermaine Dupri hit the stage, somebody that was really influential early on in his life when he moved to Atlanta, all that stuff. If you know the story, you know what I'm talking about. But who got confused when they got brought out on stage for somebody else? Her came out, guitar and all, doing, you know, a little rendition, a little music that they got together. And everybody, the internet, went crazy thinking it was Northwest. Somehow, someplace, everybody confused her, H-E-R, capital H-E-R, her, with Northwest. And the internet was rolling about it. Somebody went, how'd Kim Kardashian manage that one? Oh, ha, ha. Bruh, funny. If you didn't know that was her, it is her, and she is her. So, performance was great. The cameos were spot on. Honestly, I think it could have gone better. Yes, but honestly, at the end of the day, it's Usher performing at the Super Bowl, and he can do no wrong. And yes, ladies, he did go shirtless, so his abs made a cameo appearance as well. You're welcome. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. Wepa. Hopefully your day is starting off well. And coming up in just a second, I want to give you some time to think about it first. I do want to talk about something. I want you to think back on your childhood, right? Think back on some of the experiences you had and some of the things you did, and now think about you today and think about what things you still do in that childhood, okay? Because I was thinking about it, and it actually sparked from a conversation that some friends and us were having of things that we did as a child that still happen today, whether it's something out of fear, whether it's something out of fun, whether it's something out of love, whatever it is. We all did things as a kid that kind of just stuck through us in adulthood, and maybe they don't make sense anymore because we're now grown folk. But we still do it anyway. One example, mine. Listen, if I got chocolate milk in a cup and I have a straw, you better believe I'm going to blow bubbles in that bad boy. Don't play with me. I'm blowing bubbles in my chocolate milk to the death of me. I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care what you think I look like. I don't care if my son's not blowing bubbles. I'm blowing bubbles in my chocolate milk. That's one thing for sure. I guarantee you I will do day in
and day out, any single time I have a chocolate milk, I'm going to blow a bubble in it. That's just who I am, and I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to apologize for it. My wife, another example. My wife, no matter what, if she sees a crunchy leaf on the ground, oh, you better believe she's going to trudge through that leaf pile and crunch and stomp and love all up in them leaves. That's her. Something she's done since she was a child. It'll never change, right? But coming up next, that's what I want to chop it up about. I want to know, what are some of the things that you guys have done in your childhood, right? What did you transcend into adulthood? Do you still stomp on the ice when it's snowing out and it's icy? Do you still crack the ice? Do you say jinx when somebody says the same thing as you? We don't got to say jinx anymore. That's stuff from childhood. But you better believe that me and Allie, anytime we say the same thing, jinx, you owe me a soda. 414-533-1037. That's the word. We want to know, what do you still do from your childhood that, you know, maybe doesn't make sense, but you still do it and you're not even ashamed about it? I want to hear it. Ain't no wrong answers. Everybody can chime in on this one. 414-533-1037. What's something from your childhood that you still do today? Good, bad, ugly, don't matter. We're going to talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about things we used to do as kids that we still do today. Now, I shared that for myself. I'm going to blow a bubble in the chocolate milk. No matter what, I don't care. If I got a chocolate milk in a straw, I'm blowing bubbles. I said what I said, and I'm standing on business. My wife, if she sees leaves, she's going to trudge through that leaf pile and stomp, stomp, stomp away. Bella texted in and said, not stepping on any cracks. I can't risk breaking my mama's back. That's a good one, Bella. Superstition stands strong. Somebody else texted in and said, if I have a pen and I see a celebrity face on a magazine, I will be drawing a mustache. Okay, so a lot of us are just really, really childish, and I can appreciate that. Let's get to the phones. First up, we got somebody called 5 days in a row, got their own theme song, did the due diligence, and now we hold them down when they call. First up, Julie and Oak Creek. Morning, Julie.
Hello.
Hey. All right. So you said you had something that you still do to this day from your childhood. What was it?
And I taught it to my kids who are in their 20s, and they still do it.
Oh. So this one's now transcended generations. I'm already loving it. What is it?
Punchbacks.
No punchbacks. And you got to say no punchbacks.
We don't do that.
No, you guys don't say?
And I need to, because they insist on doing the punching part when they see a punch bug.
So you got to be quick to the punch. You can't. That's the whole premise. Yeah. You can, if you say punch bug, you got to include the no punch back, or else you can get punched back.
I know, and I get punched every time.
Julie, we got to be better than this. How you going to let the teacher, or how you going to let the student surpass the master? We got to stay on top of these kids.
I know. Well, I did see a TikTok where he added some, so it's Subaru stuck like glue.
Ooh.
And you literally put your hand wherever you want to on the person that's nearest to you.
Ooh, that's a new one. Until you see the next Subaru or what?
Yep.
That's actually really good. I'm going to have to start adopting some of these new games, because I only play Punch Buggy.
Yeah, the Subaru Suck Like Glue is really fun.
Well, now we got an old school to go with the new school.
Wherever you want to, and then leave your hand there.
Just put it right on their face. Nope, Super Glue, Stuck Like Glue, sorry. Julie, I appreciate your call. That was good. Have a great day. You too, bye. All right, we starting off strong. Said Punch Buggy. Let's keep it moving. Somebody else said they might have a car-related one that they used to do. I'm not sure what they're going to say, but Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, talk to me. What's something you do that you've been doing since your childhood?
We have been, every time we see a car with one headlight, we say Buditto.
No, you said Buditto?
Buditto, yeah.
Oh, see, we played the same game, but we said Puddiddle with a P.
Oh, you said Puddiddle?
Yeah,
yeah, we say Puddiddle.
Same game, though, right? One headlight off, you got to hit the roof. You got to smack the roof first.
Yes. Puddiddle, and then I am a Puddiddle right now because I have one headlight out.
Uh-oh.
Every time I go to drive at night, I just say it to myself.
You got to.
And I laugh, and it's super funny.
Nobody even knows where. Too. Nobody knows where that game came from. Honestly, I feel like a lot of us play it, and somehow, some way, it just became a thing. Everybody plays it now.
It did.
I remember that from back in the day. High school was a wild time with Padiddle. Let me tell you, that was a good time.
Yeah, Yeah, and then, like, going through a yellow light and you hit the roof of the car.
For good luck, like, at the next one?
For good luck, yes!
Yeah! Oh, my God! Did we all live the same childhood? What's going on right now?
I love it.
Crystal, that was good. And just for safety's sake, padiddle. For yourself.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. You too. Bye. That was good. Hey, car related. What is it with kids and cars that you just all have the same experience? Like, for example, remember when we were kids and we used to watch the rain race down the windshield? You used to watch your favorite water droplet try to win the race, bruh? Or watching the Invisible Man run across? If you don't know the Invisible Man, listen, maybe we didn't have the same childhood, but somebody that I'm pretty confident we had similar childhoods just because of the area where we grew up. Another regular call 5 days in a row, and you know this one very well. It's Amanda and Racine. Good morning.
Turn down for what? Woo!
Woo!
Morning.
Good morning. All right, what's something that you did in your childhood that you still do today? You said you have a good one. What is it?
Yeah, so mine's a little crazy, but I never bite my nails. Like, I won't do it now or when I was a kid because my dad told me that if you bite your nails and eat the nails, that you'll get a hole in your stomach. He freaked me out with that.
So you refuse to bite your nails no matter what?
Right, but instead I ripped my nails, so that's not really any better.
Oh, yeah, no, that really isn't any better. You just straight up, ooh, ouch, that feels like it would hurt. Ooh.
Yeah, but that's just what I do, so.
You got stuck.
I didn't learn.
Somebody got you when you were young, and now it's a subconscious lie/fact that you believe about your life.
Yep.
That's like one of our friends.
Getting holes in stomach.
Yeah, that's like one of our friends that said, as soon as they turn the lights off in their room, they have to pick their legs up super, super fast so that the monster under the bed doesn't get them.
Oh, see, I got a corgi for that. I got a dog for that.
Oh, well, see, you know, at least you got protection. You know what I'm saying? Like, our friend said, nope, I got to keep the monsters from under my bed, even though I know there aren't any. As soon as that light comes off, the monsters obviously appear. So I got to get into bed really fast. We're good. Oh, these are good. Moral of the story, we don't really grow up. We just get older. We're all still a little bit childish, and that's okay. Amanda, we appreciate your call.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right. You can continue to call. Text if you'd like. 414-533-1037. You childish youths.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.